Alright, so we'll say, so today's daf is Pei Vav, opportunity to learn this beautiful daf in Maras HaMach Pela. We're going to start from Pei Hei Amud Beis, which is page 2 in the packet, 6 lines up from the bottom. So, Yibay Lahu, Ba'inon Vidan, Olo Ba'inon Vidan. So remember, again, the Mishnah recorded, it feels like ages ago, right, that we learned the last daf in Baltimore. But, so remember again, the Mishnah recorded in Machlok Kisim Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Rabbanon in terms of what the proper terminology for a get is. So according to the Rabbanon, all you have to say is Hari At Mutaris L'chol Adam. Rabbi Yehuda had a more verbose text for the get. So the Shaila is, do you need the get to say Vidun or not? So Vidun means and this. So does the get have to include that word or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Iskin, Rava Begite, because Rava went ahead and instituted when it comes to get. Is Nehemiah, does somebody have Nehemiah on? Okay, so hopefully I'll get in. So the Rava instituted by Gin Eich. So this was the lashon that Rava used to use in a get. Eich Palanya Bar Palanya Potter Vitarech Yas Ploni Yisa Intsesei Dehavas Intsesei Min Kadam Dana Miyoma Dinan Uli Olam. So Rava, when he would go ahead and write his get, he would say Ploni, the son of Ploni, went ahead and literally Potter Vitarech went ahead and exempted, sent away his wife Plonis, the Bas Plonis, who was his wife until this time, and she was no longer his wife going forward. And the Gemara says Ve'ilu V'dan Lo Ka'amar. But yet, interestingly enough, it does not go ahead, and that lashon doesn't use the lashon of vidun. So therefore, you see from here that you don't need vidun ultimately again as part of the get. The Gemara says, using that logic, kulu mika amar. Do you think that this brayse is including? Is this statement of the Gemara including the entire text of Rava's get? Of course not. Ella ba'inon. The Gemara says, hachanami ba'inon. Rather, it's clear that the Gemara is only giving a sampling of Rava's text, and therefore, again, lemaisa. And therefore, Lemaisa, again, the text is not complete, but even according to Rav, you would require Vidun. Fine. So the Gemara goes weiter. So that I have to write, would it be easier to put it down? Or it's, I don't know if it's... Okay. Right. So the Gemara says again, why does the get have to say Miyom Dinan from today? This comes to include the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. The Amr Zmano Shal Shtar Mochiyah Halav. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that in general, again, the Zman, a get has to be dated. So because of that, there's no need to go ahead and write Dinan, Miyom Dinan from today, because it's clear that it's from today. Why? Because the get itself has the Zman. Alav, why does it have to go ahead? I'm sorry, Uli Olam. Why does it have to go ahead and write the Olam? So we'll say now we turn to page 10. So again, if you want to follow in the Gemara, it's on page 10 in the packet. If you want to follow along in the English, it's on page 12. So the Gemara, why does it say the Olam? La'afuke midibai minei Rava mei Rav Nachman. This comes to exclude the case that Rava Aser Rav Nachman. The Amar Hayom Iat Ishti Ulamacharat Ishti. Because the Mingerbos say they dealt with the case of what if a man says to his wife, today you are not my wife, but tomorrow you'll be my wife. In other words, that he's divorcing her essentially for the day. So the way we paskin is that once a husband has divorced his wife for the day, the divorce becomes final and they're divorced going forward as well. However, again, the Mishnah teaches me that Lamaisa, one should not go ahead and enter into such an arrangement like this. The Gemara goes weiter. Gufo shoshtar shichr, hariat baschor, and hariat la'atzmeich. So the Mishnah said that the text of a get shichr, a document of emancipation, is that you are a free woman, you belong to yourself. Iskin Rav Yehuda b'shtar shzvini da'avdi. So interestingly enough, Rav Yehuda instituted the following text for a sale document for an eved. What's the text? Avdo dinan, this particular eved, mutstok la'avdo. He is known to be an eved. He's an eved. Upater va'atir min charuri umin aluli, and there's no other claims against him. Umin aruri malko malkasa, the king has no claims against him. Urushom inish lo isle eluye, and no other person has any claim to him. Uminuka mikomum, and this eved is free from any kind of blemish. Umin shchin dinafik ad titstaher chadas va'atik, and he is free of any kind of blemish, any kind of boils, both new and old, for the next 2 years. In other words, he's giving like a money back guarantee for the eved. No boils, no problems for the next 2 years. The Gemara says, "Mayasu say By the way, if a person is afflicted with boils, so what is the remedy? What is the cure for the boils? So he wants Amar Abaye, Ginbera umirasachto. So Ginbera will say is ginger. Marsucha is the leftovers that's there from smelting of metals. Uvekaberisa. Kabarisa, as she says, Zubir is gafris, is sulfur, the kabarisa, the chala de chamra, and wine vinegar, umashcha de zesa, olive oil, binatich yura, and white naphtha oil. And you mix this all together, vishayfile begat for the avza, and you go ahead and you mix this whole thing together, and you apply it with a goose feather. Alright, so this is lamaisa. The person is afflicted with boils, then ultimately again, they're able to go ahead and do this remedy in order to save themselves from the boils. Fine. Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha Gittin Psulin. There are three different types of Gittin that are possible. Ve'im Niseis Havlad Kosher. But if a woman gets married with these Gittin, nevertheless, the child, the offspring is Kosher. What are some of the examples? Ksav B'Ksav Yadu Ve'in Ala Ve'idin. If let's say the get is written in the handwriting of the husband, but there are no witnesses who signed on the get, or Yesh Alav Eidim Ve'in Bozman, or there are witnesses on the get, but there's no Zman, there's no date. Yesh Bozman Ve'in Bo Ela Eidachad, or there's a date, but there's only one witness. Hari elu shloshe gittin psulin. We'll say these gittin lachatchila are possible, and therefore lachatchila we would require the husband to give his wife a second get. However, the inises havlad kosher. But ultimately, again, if you married with such a get, meaning if she got married based on such a get, the offspring would be kosher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afa Bishen Alav Eidim Ela Shenasna Lo Bifnei Eidim Kosher. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that even if there are no witnesses who signed on the get, but the get was delivered in front of witnesses, the get is kosher. Remember, this is Rabbi Eliezer Lishitase, because Rabbi Eliezer holds Eidim Mesira Karsi. Right? He holds the witnesses that ultimately create the effectiveness of the get are the witnesses who see the giving over of the get. So even if there are no signatures on the get, but Lamai say again, there are witnesses who witnessed the giving over of it. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that witnesses only have to go out and sign on the get for the benefit of Sarah. So also, the reason for that is because in the event that, let's say, the Eidim Mesir die or something happens and people can't track them down, if you have signatures on the get itself, you can always authenticate those signatures, and by doing so, you uphold the get. Says the Gemara Basulaka, are there no other cases? Remember, the paradigm of the Mishnah is a list of cases where lechatchila the get should not be used for her to remarry, but b'di'evet, if she got remarried with such a get, the offspring would be kosher. So the Gemara says, is that it? There are only three examples of this and no more. V'ha'ik, v'sulaka, v'ha'ik, a get yashan. What about get yashan? 2 days ago, right? This is a get that's written, and then subsequently, husband and wife are alone with each other. Hasam lo teitze. Here's the difference. By get yashan, if she remarries with a get yashan, so she need not leave the second husband. Ha'cha teitze. But here the Mishnah paskins that she must leave her husband. Now we're going to see is there are two different girsos, two different versions of the Mishnah. One version of the Mishnah says that in these three cases of the Mishnah, if she married lo teiti, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. But there's another version that says teiti, she has to leave the husband. So the Gemara says hasam lo seitei by get yashan, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. Hacha teite, but here in these three cases, she has to leave the second husband. Hanich lemandamer hacha teite. So that makes sense according to the mandam who says that the girsa in our Mishnah is that she has to leave the second husband. El lemandamer hacha lo seitei. But if you go with the version that she doesn't have to leave the second husband, what is there to say? Hasam tinase lechatchila. Here's the distinction. In the case of Get Yashan, the halacha is lechatchila she is permitted to go ahead and get married with that get, even though lechatchila she could use it, even though it's somewhat compromised. Here, b'di'evet she can remain remarried, but lechatchila she cannot. But there's the case of Get Kereach. Remember, what's Get Kereach? Get Kereach is, remember, the special Get Mekusher, the special get with folds that's ultimately again written for Kohanim who have a short fuse. Remember again, what would they do? They would fold it out like an accordion and you'd have to sign on each of the folds. I sort of a get kereach. So we'll say, so that would seem to be a case of what? Where lechatchila you shouldn't get married with such a get, but if you did the get, still works. Why is that included in the Mishnah? Hasam havlad mamzer. Here's the difference. By get kereach, if a woman marries to the get kereach, the offspring from the second marriage of mamzerim, hacha vlad kosher. the three cases in our Mishnah, as much as we say she shouldn't remarry, but if she does, the offspring is still kosher. So that makes sense. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that anyone who changes from the way Chazal instituted things, the offspring will be a mamzer. According to Rabbanu, what is there to say? To which the Gemara says, "Hasam teitze hacha lo seitze." Here's the difference. In that case, Rabbi Osai, the halacha is she must leave the second husband. In this case, however, she is not. In the cases of the Mishnah, she's not obligated to leave the second husband. Hani chleman damar hacha lo seitze. So that makes sense according to the one who says that the Gersa Rav Mishnah is that she doesn't have to leave the second husband. Eleman damar hacha teitze ma'ikal amimar. But if you hold that our Mishnah, the Gemara says that she has to leave the second husband, what is there to say? B'mekusher lo kamayri. To which the Gemara says, I'll give you a simple answer. Our Mishnah is not dealing with Mekusher. A get Mekusher is a separate kind of entity, and therefore is not the topic of our Mishnah. V'ha'ika shalom malchus. What about the case of shalom malchus? We learned this before. What is shalom malchus? Shalom malchus means that when you date a get, you have to date it according to the monarchy in which you live. If you date it in accordance to the different monarchy, the get is invalid. So why isn't that included in the list of the Mishnah as well? Hasam teitze hacha lo teitze. Because we'll say in that case over there, she has to leave the second husband. Here she's not obligated to do so. In the case in our Mishnah, hanich leman damar hacha lo teitze. So that's fine. If the Gersa in our Mishnah is that she doesn't have to leave the second husband, eleman damar teitze ma'ika lemeimar. But according to Madam, who says that she's supposed to leave, what is there to say? Hasam havlad mamzer hacha havlad kosher. Here's the distinction. In that case, the offspring from the second marriage is a mamzer. Here, the offspring is kosher. Hanich la Rabbi Meir, that makes sense. Great, Rabbi Meir. Ela le Rabbanu Meikal Meimar. Mokim la Kid Rabbi Meir. To which we could go ahead and establish the case of Rabbi Meir. Vahasam havlad mamzer. Hacha havlad kosher. And then you'll have to, the difference is that over there, the offspring from the second marriage will be a mamzer. Here, it will be a kosher. Fine. Says the Gemara. Minyanav dereishon mi'utimai. So also remember again, the Mishnah spoke about the idea that there are three gittin that are psulim. There are three types of gittin that are psul. But if a woman remarried with those gittin, the offspring would be kosher. So whenever the Mishnah phrases something and gives a number, that number is coming to include the three cases mentioned, but it's coming to exclude something else. So what is the Mishnah coming to exclude? So the Gemara says, "Minyan of the Sefer leMeutei." Similarly, again, in the Sefer, at the end of the Mishnah. So ultimately, again, what is it coming to exclude as well? To which the Gemara says, "Minyan of the Reisha leMeutei Hani de Amron." So the grouping of the Mishnah, the three, meaning the fact that it said three cases, that's coming to exclude all of the cases we just mentioned above. Minyan of the Sefer leMeutei Hadesanya. The minyan, the numbering of, or I should say, the number in the Sefer of the Mishnah comes to exclude the following. Listen to this. The Gemara says, "Hadisanya hamid v'get mevedina sayam nasnu la v'lo amar la befaynecht v'faynechtam." What happens if a husband brings a get? Rabbi says this takes us all the way back to the beginning of the Masechta. Right? Remember again, the halacha is that if you bring a get, from overseas, you have to say befaynechtav ubefaynechtam. A husband brings a get from overseas and he didn't say befaynechtav ubefaynechtam yotzi v'avlad mamzer. She remarries with that get. That is an invalid get. Children from the second marriage are in fact mamzerim. Divrei Rebbe. These are the words. Divrei Rebbe Meir. The chum say ain't havlad mamzer. No, it's not true. Rather, what do you do? Kate said, "Yase yitleno haymeno v'yachser v'yitnenalo." Take the get back. Give it back to Bifnei Shem in the presence of two people. V'yomra fanechta fanechta, and just simply say again in front of her fanechta fanechta. So we'll say fundamental machlokes. According to the first opinion, if you give a get to that fanechta fanechta, she remarries with that get. Halach l'maisa, again, it's an adulterous marriage. Well, an adulterous affair, and therefore again the children, the offspring are mamzerim. According to the second opinion, you just have to take the get back and re-give it, this time with fanechta fanechta. Correct, correct. So meaning they might only be discovering this. She's married 5 years to guy number two. Oh, we missed the technicality, no problem. Just take it, give it back, and I'm afraid it'll be good. So this is an interesting case. One of the cases of the Mishnah was the get is written in the handwriting. Thank you. In the handwriting of the husband, right? But they ain't a love edim. But there are no witnesses who sign on this get. So the Mishnah actually paskin that such a get is good b'diavet. So meaning she's divorced. L'chatzchila, we'd rather her not remarry with this get, but if she did, the children from the second union are still kosher. Says the Gemara, Amarav, Ksav Yado Shaninu. So we're talking only about his handwriting. So Gemara says, Ahia, what case is that referring to? Ile Ma'aresha, if you want to say it's the first case in the Resha, Pshita, it's obvious, Ksav Yado Ktani, it says his handwriting. Ve'ela Amitzi Asa. Rather, it must be dealing with the middle case in the Mishnah. That can't be, Rashi says over here. Shepasim Mishum Zman. Because remember, again, the middle case in the Mishnah was, that there's no date. If there's no date on it, what does it have to do with his handwriting or not his handwriting? The Gemara says, "Hari yesh alav edim ela asefa yesh bozman ve'in bo ela ed echad." Rather, I must be referring to the sefer. What sefer case where we say where again the get has no zman. The get has no zman, right? And there's only one aid who signed on it. So such a get will be b'di'eved good if what? Turn the page. We'll say again, page 11 in the Hebrew. Page 11 in the Aramaic, I should say. What is it? 16 in English? 16 in English. V'davka ksav yodo ve'ed. So we'll say, so when does this work? When do we say that if the get has zman, but it only has an eid echad, that the get is going to be kosher? That's only if what? That's only if lemaisa.
Good. Sure, still connected. No, keep going.
Okay, that's only if it's the husband's handwriting. Suppose I see here, if it's the husband's handwriting, then halach lemaisa, what we will say is the following. What we will say is, if it's his handwriting, and there's zman, and there's an eid echad, all of those things together will combine to form a get that is kasher b'di'eved. Aval, ksav sofer ve'eid. But if it's the handwriting of the sofer, and an eid echad, lo. Then such a get will not be valid. Shmuel says, no, if you look ksav sofer ve'eid, even if it's the handwriting of the sofer and an aid, that's going to be good enough. Why? Shari Shaninu, because we learned ksav sofer ve'eid kasher. Because what says Shmuel says that we learn that if you have the sofer's handwriting and one aid, the get will still be kasher. I will say, now what's Shmuel's logic? Shmuel's logic is that halacha lemaisa, a sofer is never going to write a get without being directly commissioned from the Baal. Therefore, again, as long as it's the handwriting of the, recognize the handwriting of the sofer and there's an aid echad, that get is going to be kasher. Rav, me dummy, and Rav will say again, how can you compare the cases? There, the halacha is she can remarry the chatchila. Here, it's only b'di'eved. Ushmua lo kashya. According to Shmuel, it's not a problem. Why? Habisafer de mufak. Habisafer de lo mufak. We'll say it depends on the nature of the sofer. If you have a sofer mufak, a well-known sofer, if you look at Rashi says, Ushmuel, Leslie Drabi Yermia, Alexav Sofer Velo Chasam, Vahinu Tam de Kacher the Chatrila Besafer de Mufak Ubaki Betoras Gin, Velo Yichteveno El Im Shomep Neabal. So essentially what Shmuel will say is the following. If it's a Sofer Mufak, a well-known Sofer with a good reputation, we know that he's not going to write the get if he's not directly commissioned by the husband. Therefore, Halacha Lemaisa, again, if we have the writing of the sofer, a sofer that we recognize, coupled with the zman, coupled with an eid echad, it's going to be a good get. V'chein Rabbi Yochanan k'sav yado shenir amrlei Rabbi Elazar hariyesha lav edim amrlei aseifa. So ultimately, again, it's only referring to the last case of the Mishnah. Zinnin amarav lo teitze. There are times, ultimately, again, that Rav said that based on the three cases of the Mishnah, sometimes she should leave the second husband, sometimes she shouldn't leave the second husband. How so? Haketza. Yesh labanim lo teitze. If she has children from the second marriage, she shouldn't leave the second marriage. Ein labanim teitze. But if she doesn't have children, she should leave the second husband. So we'll say, essentially what the Gemara is saying over here is the following. If she got divorced with a flawed get, a compromised get, so the Gemara is now suggesting, if she has children from the second marriage, we don't make her leave. Why? Because if you make her leave the second marriage, what does it look like? It looks like it's illegal, which is then going to make the children mamzerim, which is not really the case. B'di'eved, it's kasher. But if she doesn't have children, then we would rather just do is what? Have her leave husband number two, and just start again. Start again. Get a regular get, and you can remarry the husband afterwards. Masir Marzucha. Marzucha raises the kasha. Masir Marzucha bar Tobia. V'kulon, first of all, not about that. V'kulon shayuban safek kiddushin or safek gerushin. Hari l'chol toslo misyav mos. Any case where there's a safek kiddushin or a safek gerushin. And so, let's have a case where there's a safek if a man was a mekadesh woman or a safek if a man was a megarish woman. And then he died. And then he died. What's talocha? Elu chotzos v'lo misyavmos. These women will have chalitza, not yibam. Ketzad safek yidushin. What's the case of safek yidushin? Zarech la kidushin, safek karov la, safek karov lo. He threw a kesef kidushin. And it's a safek. Was the kesef kidushin closer to him or closer to her? Zeu safek kidushin. That's a safek kidushin. Safek gerushin. What's the case of safek gerushin? Ksav v'ksav yadovein alav edim. Oh, if the get is being written in his handwriting, but there are no witnesses on it, or Yeshalav Eidim Vein Bozman, or there are witnesses who sign it, but there's no Zman in the get, or Yesh Bozman Vein Bo Ela Eid Echad, or there is a Zman, but there's only an Eid Echad, Hare Ze Safek Gerishin. That's a case of Safek Gerishin. Vi Amrit Lo Teitze, and if you say that she doesn't have to leave the second husband after having such a get, Tzara Sa'asya Liyavume, it'll turn out that her co-wife will in fact think that she's obligated to do Yibum. To which the Gemara says, Tisyavim, it's fine, let her do Yibum, Ve'im Bekach Klum. And the truth is, we don't have such a problem with that. Why? Chashasha Dirabanani. Because the truth is, all of this is simply what? Simply a Chashash Dirabanan. Levi Amar, Levi says, the Olam Lo Teitze, even if she got divorced with one of these types of Gittin mentioned in the Mishnah, she shouldn't leave the second husband. Vechin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Olam Lo Teitze, so to Rabbi Yochanan said she shouldn't leave the second husband. Vechin Ar Lohu Rabbi Yochanan, Libnei Rabbi Chalafta Dimin Huna, Hachi Amar Avuchan, this is what your father said, Li Olam Lo Teitze. So what's it now seems to be saying, backing up to our version of the Mishnah, which is the three Gittin listed in the Mishnah, as much as they are compromised, if she got remarried on the basis of these Gittin, what's the halacha? Lo Teitze. The marriage is good, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. And we'll say that seems to be true even if what? Even if what? Even if she didn't have children from this second union. Now, this is actually very interesting. Vikartsis Sheba Amir Eno Pauselis. So we'll say, so listen to this. You know, we saw, hello, tell me if I'm correct, right? The place where they used to do the Para Aduma was right near Har HaZeisim, right? On Har HaZeisim. So we saw, right? We stood today. We stood by the tent. We saw, again, the place where Avraham Avinu saw Har HaBayis. So we saw Har HaZeisim. So right there, that's where they did it. So now the Gemara says something very interesting. So the Gemara is saying over here that this Kartzis we're going to see is like some type of small bird, Sheba Amir, that often goes ahead and would hang around sheaves. Eina poselas b'mechatos. Does not disqualify mechatos. So let's say, you hear, by the way, that the incredible thing about being in Eretz Yisrael, learning in Eretz Yisrael, is that there's always a tie-in. Right, there's always a time in the middle of the Masech is Gittin, and yet again there's a tie in with the fact that we saw Har HaZeisim today, the place of the Paraduma, and here the daf is talking about Paraduma. So here's a halacha. If you have mechatas, remember mechatas is the spring water mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma. If an animal comes and drinks from that water, the water is disqualified. The reason for that is because it's assumed that the animal, drools. Animal drools back into the water. So the exception to that rule, I'm looking around, I should have known that, right? So the Gemara says, so the Kartzis Sheva Amir, so the Gemara says, here's the difference. The Kartzis, the Sarkis Kartzis, it sucks the water. See, animals, like, if you ever watch, like, a dog, sticks its tongue out, and then the Kartzis just sucks the water out, so there's no drool that comes back in. So if the Kartzis drinks from the Mechatos, it's going to be absolutely okay. So the Gemara says, my Kartzis, what's a Kartzis? Amar Abaye, Dift didovta debene kifli. Rashi says didovta is a zvub. It's more like a fly debene kifli that literally hangs around the sheaves. Masir Rav Daniel Barav Katina kala ofos posle mechatas chutz min ayon meshemot tzetzas. So we'll say so. Rav Daniel Barav Katina raises the cash. He says no, all birds disqualify mechatas except for what? Except for the dove. Why? Because the dove is motzetzas. The dove sucks the water and doesn't lap it up. V'im Isa nisni chutz miyona v'kartzis. So if you're right that the kartzis doesn't drool, why don't you include the kartzis in this as well? To which the Gemara says, lo psikale digdola lo pasla ketana pasla. Because we're also by the kartzis, An adult karsis sucks the water, doesn't drool in it. But a small karsis does drool in it. Va'ad kama, and until what point in time is the karsis considered to be small? So when it's up to a kizayis, it's a karsis kitana, it sucks in the water, and therefore won't disqualify mechatos. When it's a larger karsis, more than a kizayis, it drools, and therefore will disqualify the mechatos. Interesting. Rabbi Elazar Omer Afapi. So remember again, Rabbi Elazar was the one who said that even if there are no witnesses signed on the get at all, the get is still going to be kosher, because Rabbi Elazar says, as long as you gave the get in front of witnesses, because Rabbi Elazar says that the edim only sign on the get mipnei tikkun olam, for the benefit of society, by maker, and then you don't need it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar begin. So Rabbi Yehuda saying, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar begin. Rabbi Elazar, which means what? Edim is sira karsi, which means that maker adin, what creates the effectiveness of the get is what? Is giving it over in front of witnesses. Ki amri say kamei the Shmuel. When I said over this ruling in front of the Shmuel, Amar af pishtaras. Shmuel says, by the way, edim is sira karsi, that the witnesses who witness the giving over the get create the effectiveness of the shtaras, not just a din by gittin, but it's a din by what? It's a law by all shtaras. Yeah, so Rav Savar, B'shtaros Lo. Rav says no. Same as Rav Savar, B'shtaros Lo. Is that true that Rav holds that we don't say Edim Isiri Karsi by Shtaros? Ha Katoni, but we learned V'govim and the Chasim Ishubadim. The Mishnah said that you could go ahead and collect from encumbered property, which sounds like a din in Shar Shtaros. Amar Af B'shtaros. So rather, again, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Rabbi Elazar holds that Lamaisi heals Edim Misir Karsi by Gittin and by Shtaros. The Rav, Savar Kavase Bechada, Upalegale Bechada. Rav holds like him in one case, i.e. Gittin, and argues with him in a second case, i.e. Shtaros. V'chin Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Rabbi Yosheb and Levi, Halocha Kreb Elazar Begittin, Talocha Fazer Elazar by Gittin, V'Rabbi Yanai Amar Afilu Reach Haget Einbo. On the other hand, Rabbi Yanai holds that if there are no signatures of witnesses in the get, there's not even a reach yet. We learn about reach again on Sunday. Reach yet means that you could have a situation where a get is profoundly puzzle, but nevertheless is strong enough to invalidate her from marrying into the kahuna. So Rabbi Yanai wants to suggest that if there are no signatures on the get, there's not even a reach yet. But Rabbi Yanai less lay the Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Yanai, but Rabbi Yanai does hold the Rabbi Elazar. Does Rabbi Yanai not hold the Rabbi Elazar? Hachikim, what does it mean to say? The Rabbanan not feel the Reach Haget in Bo. According to the Rabbanan, there's not even Reach Haget. Vechinim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin, Amrei Shlaki, Shalach, Rabbi Elazar, Begin. For Rabbi Yochanan, Amrei feel the Reach Haget in Bo. Neymar, Rabbi Yochanan, less late the Rabbi Elazar. So it appears to be that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold the Rabbi Elazar. Hachikim, this is what it means to say. The Rabbanan, I feel the Reach Haget in Bo. According to the Rabbanan, there's not even going to be Reach Haget, Rabbi Elazar, in such a situation like this, meaning where there are no signatures on the get itself. Shalach lei Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Lamari Bar Mar Boi Minei Merav Huna Halacha Rabbi Elazar Begin Oin Halacha. Does the Halacha follow Rabbi Elazar by Gittin or not? Meaning, do we say Edim Misira Karsi or not? Adahachi Nach Nafshe. Before I had a chance to answer, he died. Adahachi Nach Nafshe Di Rav Huna. Rav Huna died before he had the opportunity to answer the question. Amarli Rabba Berei, Amarai Rabba Berei, Hachi Amar Abba Mishmei De Rabba. This is what my father said in the name of Rabba. Halacha Rabbi Elazar Begin. The Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar when it comes to Gittin. But Rabba Sinu Habikin Bedvar Halacha Mishum Rabbeinu Amru Halacha Rabbi Elazar Begin. The Amar Rav Chanan Bar Goya Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Elazar Begin. The Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar when it comes to Gittin. Ika De Amri. Others say V'Chaverina Bekin Bedvar Halacha V'Tamid Rabbeinu Mishum Rabbeinu Amru. And others have a different version. Our friends who are proficient in halacha, and the Talmidim also said in the name of Rabbi Danasi, halacha k'Rabbi Elazar begin. The halacha follows Rabbi Elazar begin. The Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guya, Amar Rav halacha Rabbi Elazar begin. V'chein k'asa Rabin Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Elazar begin. So we'll say halacha l'maisa, the way we paskin is, we paskin like the Rambam paskin is like Rabbi Elazar, that Edim is Sira Karsi, that in reality, again, in order to create an effective get, one has to go ahead and give the get over in front of witnesses. However, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we also have witnesses to sign on the get. So in reality, as much as we paskin that Edim is Sira Karsi like Rabbi Elazar, we still require signatures on the get as well. That's just through the Mishnah, and then we'll stop. I will do Mishnah, then we'll stop. Shnayim sheshalchu shnei gittin shavin. This is a fascinating, this is riveting. Shnayim sheshalchu shnei gittin shavin. So listen to this. Two guys sent the same exact get. What does that mean? So imagine you have two guys named Reuben who are both married to women named Rachel, and they both happen to live in Hebron. Right? So what happens? They both, and they, it gets better. They're both sending their gittin with the same shaliach. So the shaliach's holding two gittin from Reuven, divorcing Rachel, who live in Chevron. You know what happened over here? Vinis Arvu. The gittin get mixed up. I don't remember which get goes to which couple. What's the halacha? This is very interesting. No saying shneihem lezu, u'shneihem lezu. So you have to give both gittin to each woman. Because again, we'll say if you give both gittin to each woman, then what? Then you know for sure that what? That she got the right one. Well, we don't know which one, but lefichach, therefore again, avad echamehem hari hasheni batal. Therefore, I will say, if let's say again, the shaliach lost one of the gittin, the other get is invalid as well. Because remember, again, now that they got mixed up, he doesn't know whose get belongs to. So if you give her both gittin, you know you're covered. But if one of them gets lost, the other get is batal as well. Similarly, chamisha shakasvu klal, besocha get, ish ploni megarish plonis, uploni plonis, va'idim milamata. This is a very interesting case as well. You have five guys, five friends, and, you know, times are tough, so instead, and they're all divorcing their wives.
So, you have
say that again? You have an A? Which case you have?
There's only one get. She has to come back with both.
No. No. So remember again, Dovmer is saying a good point. Remember, we've already established when a woman receives a get, she doesn't have to hold on to that. Like for example, today what Beis Din does, what Beis Din will do is Beis Din essentially gives her a letter that says you're divorced. We actually don't have people hold on to their gittin. So in this case, what would happen is she would get both gittin. Beis Din would give her a letter, you are hereby officially declared divorced, and halacha l'maaseh she'd go on with her life. So let's say, listen to case number two. Beis Din keeps a get. So today what we do is Beis Din keeps a get. And again, when we get, I'm sorry? Different Batei Din do different things. Some Batei Din destroy them. Some, what is the nafkamina? How could she be divorced if she doesn't get the right get?
She got a get. There's another redo that she got a get. This guy was holding two gets, one for her, one for her.
Yeah, but she doesn't know which.
Both Reuvens
appointed the same shaliach to divorce both of their wives. He has two get.
So she has to be Mikabel, right?
Correct. Remember, get has to be Lishma. Has to be for a particular man, particular woman. So therefore, Allah Almighty, if you give her the wrong get, she's not migurashas. So let's listen to this next case. Again, see, I have five friends, mamish tight. They do everything together, including divorcing their wives together. So what happened? So what they do is they decide, let's go ahead and put all of the gittin together on one piece of parchment. So what they do is they write get, and one set of witnesses sign on the bottom of those gittin. One set of witnesses sign on the bottom of the get. So the halacha is, va'idim milamata. Actually, the way it works is like this. They write, Reuven's divorcing Rachel, Shimon's divorcing Leah, Levi's divorcing Bilah, right? You know, Yisachar's divorcing Zilpah, and they go on and go on and go on, and then the witnesses sign on the bottom. Kulan k'sherim, all of the gittin are kasher. All the gittin are kosher. V'inatim l'chol achas v'achas. And I will say, so remember again, this is one document. So what do? You gave it to wife number one. She gives it back. Because also remember a very important point. A woman need not retain the get in order to be divorced. You give it to wife number one, she's divorced. She gives it back to the shliach. Wife number two, she's divorced, gives it back to the shliach. So on and so forth until they're all divorced. So the Gemara says, kosef, however, haya kosef tofes l'chol achad v'achad v'aidim milamata es sha'idim nikran imo kosher. So also listen to this distinction. So the Gemara says like this, there are two ways you can write this get. So if you write, A is divorcing B, you know, so couple number one is divorcing, couple number two is divorcing, couple number three, couple number four, couple number five. And then you write the rest of the text of the get, but it's one text for all of those couples, that's fine. If however you write five different individual texts with the signatures of the witnesses on the bottom, the halacha is only the bottom get, only the text that's attached to the signatures is going to be a valid get. I'm sorry? Saying, is there? No, there's name. No. Here's the difference. In case number one, if you can imagine, you have the names of the couples, right? So on this date, So-and-so said to his wife, so-and-so said to his wife, so-and-so said to his wife, then one text. They all said, Hari'am Mutaris Chaldam. So this one text with all of the names, the witness is signed. Mishnah says that's kosher. However, let's say again, imagine essentially you have five gittin, five individual gittin written on one piece of parchment with only one signature of witnesses on the bottom. So the Mishnah says, the halacha is that those signatures are only attached to that last get. So the previous four gittin are considered to be signatureless. Signatureless. So that's what he says. Esha'idim mikrayin imo kasher. Only the get with which the edim are attached is considered to be the kasher get. But so let's just do three more lines, then we'll stop. Says the Gemara, man tana, whose opinion is this Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah delok Rabbi Lazar. It's not like Rabbi Lazar. Why did Rabbi Lazar kevin damri edim esir karsi halo yadi behai minay kamagarsha? So we'll say, remember again, this can't be Rabbi Lazar. Why? Because if it's Rabbi Lazar, if it's Rabbi Lazar, Rashi says, "Halo yadi, edim isir b'haiminai hu megarsha ve'inzu nesina lishma." Remember, Rabbi Lazar holds edim isir karsi. The Gemara is presupposing that edim isir karsi means that when you give over the get to the woman, the edim have to have kavana that this particular get is for this particular woman. But in the case of the morning of the Mishnah, you have two gittin. You don't know which get belongs to which woman. You're giving them both to her. According to Rabbi Lazar, that should not be good. To which the Gemara says, "Abai amar afilu tema Rabbi Lazar." No, the Mishnah could even affect the Rabbi Lazar. How so? Ema de bai Rabbi Lazar ksiv l'shma. The sin l'shma mi bai. But said Rabbi Lazar holds edim misira karsi. Just holds that the witness, that the giving over of the get must be witnessed. Must be witnessed. But what he holds, the only part that he holds has to be l'shma is the writing of the get. As long as the writing of the get is l'shma, the giving over of the get need not be l'shma. So even if the witnesses see that there are two gittin being given over. Now the witnesses don't know what. They don't know which get belongs to which woman. What they do know is what? That within those two is the woman's get. So the Gemara posits, Abaye posits, that even according to Rabbi Lazar, that would be enough. Because Rabbi Lazar doesn't require nesina lishma. He doesn't require you ultimately, again, to have a giving over for the sake of a particular woman. He just requires ksiva lishma. All right, the Rabbi said, we will stop over here. Yes?
In the first case, one of the get are lost. I would say, therefore, the other one is bottled.